Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 29th. I don't know what to say on Thursday. I don't really have something that's kind of cute to say. Help me think of something for Thursday. We're going to get right into the scriptures. Let's go on and read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. We're going to be reading in the Message paraphrase, and this passage is teaching us that because of faith, we can be at peace with God. The title in my Bible says, Developing Patience. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Christ arrives right on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. He presented Himself for this sacrificial death when we were far too weak and rebellious to do anything to get ourselves ready. And even if we hadn't been so weak, we wouldn't have known what to do anyway. We can understand someone dying for a person worth dying for, and we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But God put His love on the line for us by offering His Son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatsoever to Him. Now that we are set right with God by means of this sacrificial death, the consummate blood sacrifice, there is no longer a question of being at odds with God in any way. If, when we were at our worst, we were put on friendly terms with God by the sacrificial death of His Son, now that we're at our best, just think of how our lives will expand and deepen by means of His resurrection life. Now that we have actually received this amazing friendship with God, we are no longer content to simply say it in plodding prose. We sing and shout our praises to God through Jesus, the Messiah. What words in Romans 5 stuck out to you? As I was reading, I thought, oh, these verses sound familiar, even though we read in the Message. I want to go back to the ESV because when I learned the Roman road, which is a method for telling people about the gospel, two verses from this passage are in the Roman road. First, Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is such a perfect verse for helping people understand what happens when we're saved, that we can be at peace with God, that we're reconciled, we don't have to fear anymore. Verse 8 is another that is highlighted in the Roman road. But God shows His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the context here, Paul is saying, you know, someone might die for a righteous person, or, even a good person, but God shows his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so the point here is God's love. It's unimaginable. It's so big and it's so encompassing. And because of his love, now that we have experienced it and know it, it says here in the message, our lives will expand and deepen by means of Jesus's resurrected life. And I love how Eugene Peterson says that actually we've received this amazing friendship with God. And that's where I want to land. Lord, we want amazing friendship with you. We know we can find you in your word, through prayer, through attentiveness to your spirit. And so we come, Lord, seeking you and asking that we might find you in this place. And now let us move over to the Psalms. Psalm 19. God's glory is on tour in the skies, God-craft on exhibit across the horizon. Madam Day holds classes every morning. Professor Knight lectures each evening. Their words aren't heard. Their voices aren't recorded. But their silence fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. God makes a huge dome for the sun, a superdome. The morning sun's a new husband leaping from his honeymoon bed. The day-breaking sun, an athlete racing to the tape. That's how God's word vaults across the skies from sunrise to sunset, melting ice, scorching deserts, warming hearts to faith. The revelation of God is whole and pulls our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate, down to the nth degree. God's word is better than a diamond. Better than a diamond set between emeralds. You'll like it better than strawberries in spring, better than red ripe strawberries. There's more. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Otherwise, how will we find our way or know when we play the fool? Clean the slate, God. So we can start the day fresh. Keep me from stupid sins, from thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sun-washed, scrubbed clean of the grime of sin. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar. O God, my altar rock, God, priest of my altar. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Eugene Peterson here in the message has a unique way of reminding us that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. He says God's glory is on tour in the skies. So today I want you to look up at the horizon. Look up from sunrise to sunset. Be reminded that God is pouring forth awareness of who he is, his power, his love, his signposts showing us the way to joy. And in verse 7, we're reminded that God's word is perfect. And the prayer that Eugene Peterson here says, "Keep me from stupid sins," I could really resonate with. Lord, as we start our day, or maybe as we recollect the fact that we have run off without you and we're turning ourselves around, give us a clean slate and help us to follow you. To end today, I want to pray a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is a collect for peace. at the end of your day. O God, the source of all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.